9. Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
We love you, Lord. We glorify you. We thank you. Give the Lord a shout of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise, a shout of thanksgiving if you would. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Turn to your neighbor and say, God heard you. He always hears you. You'll not leave here today the way that you have come. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Before you sit down, I want to do this. Under the anointing of God, there's somebody in here. You have a loved one. You have a loved one. They're sick. They're going through some things. I know people traveling to family reunions. They may be local. They may be in another town. But you know, they told you the details. They say the doctors say this is this, this is that, this is this, this is the situation. Just remember me in your prayer. You got that word. They told you. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand if that's you. They hallelujah. People that are not in church, they think people in church pray for them. They think you believe God. They think you believe God for miracles, and you do. Hallelujah. You know who I'm talking about. Your hand is up. You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. They don't even have to be in this city, but they're in a perishing predicament. If the manifestation of God's power doesn't take place, what that doctor saw, what that doctor said will come to pass, but not today. Not today. We're going to divert a calamity. I said we're going to divert a calamity, and we're ordering out a miracle for them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up for me right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if it's you, if you're in here and you just got news that God told you it's something in you and on you and about you that shouldn't be in you, on you, and about you, I want you to just connect with this prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, through your by your anointing in the name of Jesus, we come against the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We speak total healing from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Even the brain tumor in that loved one, we call it to dry up from the roots in the name of Jesus. They don't know you here in church believing for a miracle, but God is faithful. In the name of Jesus, we speak right now. Even to that back that's requiring surgery, according to that doctor, we speak healing to those discs in the name of Jesus. In the name, eyesight. They will not lose their eyesight. They will see better and better and better and better. You're the God of all vision in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We command that diabetes to reverse course. To reverse course right now in the name of Jesus by the power and anointing of God. In the name of Jesus. There's no give up in God. There's no impossibilities with him. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I see some loved ones in the room crying right now. I see them in there crying. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Dry their tears away, Lord. Dry their tears right now in the name of Jesus. Wake them up. Stand them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, manifest your power to the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody. Woo, Jesus. My God. Come on, praise him like you're thanking him. Hallelujah. I started to have you to come down, but I just need to do it for time. Right where you are. You know their name. You know their name. I want you, if those of you know their name, just say their name. Just say their name. Just say their name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People that don't go to church at all and know you, think you pray for them when you go to church. You laughing and talking with them all the time and saying you love them, telling them you love them. And you know they're sinning, they're not born again yet, but you love them, you do love them. They think when you go to church, you're remembering them. And then there are those in backslidden positions, backslidden conditions. You definitely remember them. Don't you want to know that if you take a fall, there's somebody praying for you? Hallelujah. We used to be in a game, and sometimes we have a teammate to get injured. And we know they're not going to play no more. They're not going to play no more this game. They might not play no more this year. And while the game going on, we go over to them and tell them, we got it for you. We got it for you. You all right. Because they're so programmed to help and participate and be in the mix. We go and tell them, we got you, babe. We got it. We got this one for you. To let them know you're still in it, you're still with us. And people need it. They need it. Because see, they're not just connected by their ability. They're connected in their soul to a team. You connected to the body of Christ. You connected to these people. You can't come in here and just think about what you're going through. Oh, but God. God is faithful. Hallelujah. That centurion soldier, amen. He sent them tell Jesus to remember this right here. Told him, I'm not worried that you come to my house. You don't have to come. You don't have to come to my church. We just go in there and call your name. We're going to go in there and call your name. There's no distance in the spirit. There's no distance in the spirit. Whether you're in the back of the auditorium or you're in South Carolina, there is no distance. You are the establishing witness. Can you say amen? Say you want to grab this over a period of years. Over a period of years, I learned this. I said, oh, my God, I never heard none of this before. And you in here today. You got up. Some of you, you had to press your way just to come. You're not living for yourself. It's not just about you anymore. It's about the body of Christ, the kingdom of God. The mission that Jesus came, to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what it's about. So we thank God. I'm seeing those people, those people that you prayed for. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Remember what time it was when you prayed. Don't look at your watch like for time to eat. Look at what time we prayed for the miracles. The miracle time, amen. You're going to have enough time to eat. You walk in prosperity, you will have to stop eating. Amen. The Bible points out people's stomachs being their gods. You tell your appetite, shut up. We're taking care of business. Your spirit man, let your spirit man run the show. And you tell him, say, if you bother me again, I won't feed you till the night at 9. Your body will respond. Otherwise, it'll run you. It'll run you. Your car, it'll run you. Come on, hurry up, let's go. We got to go eat. That's what it'll tell you. You got to know how to answer. Can you say amen? Go ahead and have a seat so we can wrap the service up, y'all. Have you been blessed? My God. We come in here, we just never know what to expect. Turn to your neighbor and say, expect the miracle. Amen. Say, expect the miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you been blessed so far? Y'all ready for the message, for the word? Amen. Thank y'all, Brenda. No, I'm serious. I'm going to give you a message. But it's not going to be like that. Although I was all worked up with the Lord, this is going to be just some information for you. This is just something to take home in your bag. God is good, isn't it? Yeah. Those people, you raise your hand, you have some loved ones just home, that's somewhere else. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember I was here. My aunt, B, went home to be with the Lord back in around Christmas. She was 103. And the doctors had told her, your heart is just losing it's just going out, you know. So she moved from New Jersey down to Osceola, Georgia. She got all her business and affairs in order, threw a big party, and everybody to come. You know, she had to come. That was the summertime. She threw that because so her friends up north in New Jersey could come down. You know, it wasn't cold. They came down. I said, why you have this like this line, B? She said, I don't want all that, David. I want them to come down, have a good time. I want to see who they're. They were all there. Man, it came to Christmas, I beat the closed eyes and went on home. She said, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. She lived 103. A vibrant life. Amen. Some of you going through some stuff, get over that. Get over it and live your life for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So that it was such a testimony. I want to give you these points. 10 steps to solving problems God's way. People, you face things, you come to church. 10 steps to solving problems God's way. Now, problems, I call them challenges, of course, and people have them, but the scripture that will guide you through these, number one is know that it's solvable. You're not going to face anything that's not solvable. Amen. Know that it's, when you know this, you will be open to hear the voice of God. We say, just ain't no way out, no way out. No, know that it's solvable. Number two, know you have the grace of God for the challenge. Grace is unmerited favor. Know that you have grace for the challenge. Whatever it is, God's equipped you. He's given you the grace, the favor that fits the situation for what you're facing. The enemy says, ain't no way out of this. Ain't no way. Yes, there is a way. You have grace for the challenge. Turn to your neighbor and say, you have grace for the challenge. Amen. Number three, define the problem. Define the problem, not the symptom. Define the problem and not the symptom. I'm going to just give you 10 of these. Define the problem, not the symptom. Now, you want to write them because you want to have them. Because God's going to speak to you in these areas. He's not going to have you to panic. Define the problem and not the symptom. Number four, determine how it came about. You ever went through some things before and it was bad and you went through it and you wish you had not gone through it? Then you really settle down and realize how it came about. I was listening to this gentleman called Wall Street Carol on the YouTube. He's a young man in prison that does stocks and bonds. And they were talking about his growth. He learned stocks and bonds in San Quentin prison. And when they interviewed him, they were so amazed at how he had over the years learned to trade stocks and bonds, how accurate he was and how smart he'd become, because when he went in, he could not read or write. So he learned how to read, and he read a lot. He learned the stock market. He's made a lot of people wealthy. And so, but what he, in his testimony, they're giving him a life prison sentence because of a robbery and a murder. He went to prison at 14 years of age. All he's known is prison. But he made a profound statement. He said, I began, things turned around when I stopped blaming other people for my life. When I realized I was here because of me and not because of my mama or my daddy or the sister. When he took accountability, I said, now, that's when they realized, they said, he's rehabilitated. He was already smart. I mean, he had learned what he had done. But he made that statement. I said, oh, my God, that's some growth. There are a lot of people in the body of Christ haven't grown there yet. And not in prison. But it's somebody else's fault. You gotta go to the root of it. God will show it to you. How many of you have ever had to go through that and realize it was you? Amen. Oh yeah, that's maturity. Number five, be prayerful. Be prayerful as you approach the problem. Be prayerful as you approach the problem. Amen. Be prayed up. Because that means you're open to hearing from God. Amen. You talk and you pray in the spirit, hallelujah, and in your understanding, God will give you the answer. A lot of times people say, well, what's wrong with me? God will tell you, he'll show it to you. What's stopping certain things from flowing? Number six now, seek wisdom from others who have solved similar problems. I'll repeat that. Seek wisdom from others who have solved similar problems. There's no temptation taking you such as common to man. That means other people been through what you're going through. If you'll talk to them, they'll tell you. I said they'll tell you. They'll give you the answer. And they'll know if you're listening. Seek wisdom from others who have solved similar problems. A lot of those are in the Bible. When you come to the point where you can listen to other people who've come through and accomplished what you're facing as a challenge, amen, they'll know. They can read you because they've been where you're at. Sometimes you're reading the Bible and you're studying, you're going to church, which is good, and God will put the answer right by you. He'll put somebody right in your center of influence. They see you going through it, but they're waiting on you to be ready to receive. They're waiting on you to humble yourself. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to be humble for this. Yeah, humble yourself where you can. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you have been through that? Yeah, man. You know, I've faced that too because we're smart people. We don't. When you know just about everything, it can be tough. Can I get a witness? Some of y'all smart like that too, huh? Humble yourself. Bow down. Woo, Jesus. In America. Amen. I pastor a bunch of wonderfully talented, loving, blessing, cunningly deceptive people. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due season. He'll raise you up. How many of you know God will raise you up? How many of you know he's not trying to make up his mind? That's his plan. It's to raise you up. And it's not going to be too late. You're not going to miss out. Don't get all he promised. I'm only going to 10. Have you been blessed? Have you already told your body? Hold up, body. I'll feed you later. Amen. Praise God. Maybe a couple of donuts out there left for you. Matter of fact, I think I heard from God. I'm going to stop getting the donuts because that sugar not good for some of y'all. You need to alkalize your body. Get that sugar out of there. Not now. Wait the next month. Giving y'all the best donuts money can buy. I mean, you remember you could used to eat 12 donuts at one time or six of them. Never mind, don't testify. Number seven. We're only going to 10. Number seven, ask questions. Ask questions. When you're going through a problem, ask questions. You know, some people say, what you asking me that for? Just ask questions. Now this is solving a problem God's way. God has someone that has your answer. And when you know this process, you'll take advantage of it. Ask questions. Say that with me. Say, ask questions. Hey, y'all know any people they never ask anybody anything? They figure they already got it. They're not asking nobody anything because they figure they already got it. Somebody other than your husband. Oh, yeah, he already knows. He ain't asking nobody. I'm just kidding. Amen. Praise God. A lot of people, they won't. You have to grow. You just have to. The way up is down. You have to humble yourself. Amen. Say this with me. Say this. Say, I was wrong. One more time. All right, that's good. Y'all growing. That's a lesson for the day. Amen. They said 72% of all your decisions would turn out to be wrong. Statistical data shows that. Of all your decisions, 72% would turn out to be wrong. That requires some humility. That means you're going to do a lot of correcting. Can you say amen? I tell you, people will like you better too. Amen. If you don't always know everything, like I do. Amen. But I can do it. I'm the pastor. I can get away with it. I used to wonder one time when I listened to pastors, do they ever have any failures that they talk about? It? Everything's just straight. Tell the whole thing, Rev. Can I get a witness? Yeah, that was for them other pastors, not me. I sound like a normal human being, don't I? Yeah. It's only Jesus, y'all. It's only Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, been there and done that. Yeah, you know. I knew I had this complex one time. I began to have a complex and I felt like a lot of people didn't like me because I was so smart. I got all the answers. The ones I don't have, I'm going to give you a version of it. Isn't God good? Y'all in the right church, aren't you? You in the right church. You can grow. If you can be humble, you can be teachable. Oh, yeah, you can be teachable. I'm telling you, you'll stay teachable. And sometimes you'll be so successful, you have to stop yourself. Hold on, wait a minute. I can't be this good. You're not. Somebody helping you. Somebody helping you. Turn to your neighbor and say, somebody help me. And you'll need help too. That's right. No matter how good you look, no matter how smart you think you are, no matter how much money you have or don't have, you still need help. Amen. Number 8, develop a list of possible options. Develop a list of possible options. Saints, when you come, you want to write. You want to get your own notes. Amen. Develop a list of possible options. Amen. Now, this is a constant way of a problem solving because you're facing. Well, I just prayed to the Lord. No, you're going to write some things down. Follow the process. Develop a list of possible options. Number 9, design a plan from the options that best suits your skills, temperament, and situation. See, your strategy can't be like everybody else's strategy. You're not them. You've got to have a strategy that fits you. So from the options that you have, you must design a plan from the options you have that best suits your skills, your temperament, and your situation. See, that's where it's customized because you're different. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm different. Say, I'm not you. I'm not like you or the pastor. I'm me. Oh, yeah, you follow. This is your uniqueness. Amen. Personal growth. I feel you thinking. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Say this with me. I have the victory. I have the Word of God. I have the Holy Spirit within me. I'm fully equipped, fully directed, and planned for victory in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Stand to your feet if you would. It's time to go to lunch. Hallelujah. I said, glory to God. I said, praise his holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank God for commitment. Amen. Well, again, I want to thank you. Go ahead on the stretch if you would. You know, you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Your body got real comfortable sitting down. Just, it's your property. Say, okay, body, we standing up now. Just loosen up. Let the blood, which is your blood, let it just circulate. It'll wake you up. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God awesome? Amen. I told you in the churches, some of the churches we're in West Africa, you know, people praise and worship is so vibrant. After that, folk want to go to sleep. Amen. The devil, he won't fight your praise and worship, but it's the word of God. He wants you to go to sleep now. And so they have people standing in the aisle. And you look like you're not with, they come and touch you. And they'll be just in the aisle like ushers. They touch you. You need to wake up. They were, I don't know what they were saying because I couldn't hear them. But I saw that pattern. And then if you had it bad, they'll ask you, come go with us, have you stand up. So you wouldn't sleep. But what the pattern was they always wanted instruments, musical instruments. And they loved praise and worship. They were praising worship for an hour. We broke open them pages, they wanted to go to sleep. I said, oh, this is not good. This is not good. Study is work. Study showed ourselves approved of work. We need not be ashamed. Right to divide the word of truth. Amen. So as a pastor, teacher, the transformation to move from where you are to where God wants you to be is going to come from daily intake of Bible doctrine, knowledge. You're not going to praise your way to the next level. You're going to praise them. But it's the word of God that's going to renew your mind. It's that word, to fall in love with that word. God is word of one. And you'll praise. You'll be enough. You'll be praising. But that cannot override. The enemy will make it compete. And I was saying, you'll praise for an hour. You ready to go to sleep. And they would do it. And I said, Bishop, I see a major issue here. I said, I see things happening in some of our American churches where people, I mean, God's blessing them through his word. The finances, the healing, but it comes through the word of God. And I said, when I talk to y'all, all y'all want is musical instruments. I said, it seems like y'all are connected more to the music than to the word. The word can't take a back seat to anything. Nothing. Man, so in our ministry, we say, well, once we start ministering the word, well, nothing else going on. Unless there's some more word in another room. Can you say amen? Because the enemy, he already will fight you at home on it. Won't let him come into church right here and fight you. And you're not getting the word of God because it's revelation. Somebody say revelation. Amen. I've had a great time. We return to your neighbor and say, this has been a blessing. Amen. Amen. We love you. We love you and appreciate you. Had a great time with family, or not family and friends, but we won't have family and friends this month. We had a great time yesterday with Men and Women's Fellowship. Ron, you want to say something? You're a man of God. Come on. Come on, brother. Give Ron the love of my hand. Amen. God bless you, Ron. Amen, brother. God bless you, man.
Well, I thank and praise the Lord for this great man of God and great word. Amen. We were fed this morning. I did have breakfast before I came, though. So I'm not challenged like that, trying to run off, get some food. Amen. I came to town to be a blessing. We do have a financial service professional firm. We have an office in Tampa, one in Las Vegas, and we're opening up 4 more offices this year, and hopefully one here in Jacksonville. And we teach people financial literacy.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of the Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.